Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We will be discussing about the qualities of Shia. And the first Hadith we discussed here, it was from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, where he explains about the quality of Shia. And the first quality was mentioned by Imam is, it was wara'. Wara' means being pious or piety or refraining one from all types of sin. And we have been discussing under this topic about the more explanations about the piety. And there's a hadith from Rasulullah where he explains, he says, إِنَّ الْوَرَعْ مَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ السَّفِينَةِ. It's a beautiful example, it's a very beautiful example. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَرَعْ piety is just like an ark, it's like a big ship. كَمَا أَنَّ فِي الْبَحْرِ. And that ark is in ocean, is in water. And لا ينجو إلا من كان فيها. No one is going to get salvation unless who is in this ark. So we have to jump into the wara, into the piety, in the state of piety. We have no other choice. If one says, you know, I do all those wajibat and I do all those mustahabat and I protect myself from haram, but I'm not able to protect myself from haram, he's going to lose everything. Because wara means protecting one from all type of sins. We have to protect ourselves from committing sin. Basically, I can say in a word, if you don't do a lot of good deeds, if you don't do a lot of mustahabbat, no worries, don't do that. All Allah wants from you is just do your wajibat, but mainly protect yourselves from doing wrong things, from committing sin. If you do a lot of good deeds, but beside that you're doing a lot of committing a lot of sin, it's going to kill all your positive deeds. You're going to destroy all your positive worship and ibadat. So it's not good. Do the least. If you cannot do a lot, no problem. Do the least. But on the other hand, protect yourself from committing sin. And this is the meaning of this hadith. Imam is saying, Rasulullah is saying in this hadith, إِنَّ الْوَرَاءَ مَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ السَّفِينَةِ كَمَا أَنَّ فِي الْبَحْرِ لَا يَنْجُو إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ فِيهَا. Piety is just like ark. You are sitting in the ark, you are saved. But if you are not in the ark, you are not in the protection of piety, you are not pious, then you are not saved. You are not in safe hands. And then you are going to lose your all good deeds. Be careful. كَذَلِكْ لَا يَنْجُو الزَّاهِدُونَ إِلَّا بِالْوَرَى. Those who live with the least amount of life, they don't gather a lot of luxuries around themselves. Zahidin means those who just live with the necessary things. The Zahidun, they cannot survive except by the help of wara, being pious. Ya Ahmad, al wara yaftahu ala al abd abwab al ibadah. Basically, piety will open the doors of worship on you. Fayukrimu bihi inda al khalq wa yasalu bihi ila Allah azza wa jal. Allah said to Prophet Muhammad, Ya Ahmad, al-wara yaftahu ala al-abd abwab al-ibadah. You can enter into the worship, in the world of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through piety, and that's the only thing. And then you are going to be among the servants of Allah. You are going to be the best. You are going to be the best, and then you can connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the goal of moment, to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's going to be possible only through the way of piety. So you are going to be nice among people and you are going to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's going to happen only with the help of piety, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد